The Bible warned us about the evil spirits that live here, and every day we're seeing them manifest more and more. In this video, we'll look at politicians and celebrities who manifest weird things in their eyes, and then we'll look at a compilation of people who were recently caught on camera having demonic manifestations. The entire time, we'll also reference the most important part of this all, that Jesus Christ has complete power over the demonic realm, and deliverance can be found through him and him alone. You may have seen these different types of videos through the years where different people have what looks to be reptilian eyes manifesting in themselves. This video here is of Jacob Rothschild. A lot of times these old reptilian eye videos from years back, especially from the newscasts, are honestly probably just from the footage being terrible quality. But this video here of Katy Perry is not that old, and the manifestation, in my opinion, is pretty clear to see.
Perry. The footage that brought her into this world comes from an interview she did years ago, where for just a millisecond, it appears like her eyes change color from a sort of blue to green. And just for a second, it looks like her pupils turn into slits.
Demonic forces in people can manifest in physical ways. The demoniac, also known as the Legion, that Jesus encountered at the tomb was known to break out of his shackles and chains with supernatural strength. We see a similar case in the seven sons of Sceva. These sons were trying to cast out demons, but they didn't actually have a relationship with Jesus. The demons responded to them, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" The seven men were then overpowered by the demon-possessed man who had supernatural strength. The differences in these two stories is, of course, the power of Jesus. When the demons demonstrated their power by attacking the seven sons who weren't Christians, the seven sons of Sceva had no power and authority. When the legion of demons encountered Jesus, the king over all principalities and powers, their response was, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." In relation to the whole physical demonic manifestation thing, I came across this next image and it may play into it, but I'm honestly not too sure what to make of it. Rupert Murdoch owns the company News Corp, and through them they own hundreds of local, national, and international publishing outlets around the world. But this is a very strange picture of him where his hand honestly looks like E.T.'s feet. It's not just the color that's weird, but also the length of his fingers. Tucker and Bill O'Reilly, who both worked for Fox News, one of Rupert Murdoch's companies, mentioned in a conversation they had that working in the television industry, they saw demonic activity.
Demonic possession is real.
To the Jesuits and the Catholic Church, it is.
What do you think?
I think there's an act of evil. You know, I think it probably runs the television industry and America right
without
now.
Question.
Without question.
No, so it's not fair to ask me and you about demonic possession because we've just seen too much. But
in this next section of videos, I want to mention that I'm not sure if it's specifically connected to demonic possession. It may be in connection to witnessing some sort of demonic activity or being threatened by some satanic force. I'm not really sure, but it doesn't seem like a coincidence. Have you noticed how so many of these people from the government that are put into the mainstream news lately have a crazy look in their eye? We've seen it with two of the main UFO whistleblowers, David Grusch and Jake Barber.
Do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
I felt like something was inside of me. I felt like I was possessed by the most beautiful spirit. Felt like the spirit of God, but not in any masculine sense that I had ever felt. It was like, again, the feeling of my mother.
God does tell us to not judge someone by their outward appearance only, and that's of course important to remember, but when we're talking about the look in someone's eye, there is something deeper going on there, and the book of Matthew references it as well. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? These next two people who we've recently seen a lot more of Kash Patel and Dan Bongino also have this look in their eye. Again, I'm not saying that these guys are for sure demon-possessed. Maybe they saw something from a demonic force, a satanic force that threatened them. Maybe they saw something else. I don't really know what it is, but I'm curious as to why all these government guys that we see on the TV have a 1,000-mile stare in their eyes.
You said Jeffrey Epstein committed. People don't believe it.
Well, I mean, listen, they have a right to their opinion, but as someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in that prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been in segregated housing, you know when you see one, and that's what that was.
Yourself. You want me to get... I've seen the whole file.
If you don't believe that demons are real, this next section of the video should prove it to you for sure. This video was trending recently of a guy manifesting a demon when he was hearing Wes Huff talk about Jesus.
Before hermeneutics is exegesis. And exegesis is a Greek word that literally means to bring out. Right, the opposite would be eisegesis, to read into.
So when fingering you're exegeting
something and you're looking at an ancient language, you're trying to get at the author's intention by different levels of contextual application.
He's so pulling the demon out of you.
Stop. You're trying to... Stop. I can't take it.
You look like you're going through an exorcism right now.
Steve, stop.
Is Wes Huff pulling the devil out of you right now?
God.
He's confusing and confusing.
Haven't you ever heard of hermeneutics?
It's
realms of how we do...
I believe this was a demonic manifestation. He continues to go on twitching and cursing and saying strange things about Wes, and honestly really blabbering things that don't even make sense. This type of thing happened a lot when Jesus encountered people who were possessed by demons, and they had to submit to Jesus every time. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. A similar thing is seen in this video right here of a woman casting a demon out of a homeless man. Sadly, this is the case with many of these down and out people. They've been deceived by demons and are led down the wrong path to live this type of life. Again, this is just like the demoniac living at the tombs away from his home and his family. The demoniac with the legion of demons was also cutting himself, the Bible tells us. Similarly, we can see this man slapping himself in the face. Demons will try to physically harm the people they possess. The good news in this is that Jesus is the deliverer. We can lead ourselves and others to have control over these evil forces through the power of Jesus in us. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." This woman here is acting very similar to what we see in people who are possessed.
Seriously, you old guys came for one person?
What is her name?
Majon. Seriously? Only two people is enough. Have you read the news, what's happening in Iran? For women? They came here for freedom, not like this. Shame on you.
She may be having a reaction to some sort of drugs. It sometimes looks similar to this, but it's important to know that drugs, or obviously any other form of witchcraft or practicing something from the occult, will open spiritual doors to dark forces. This is how people get possessed or oppressed by demons. The way this woman is acting is very similar to the woman in the last video, and I believe fully that this video here does show a genuine demonic possession.
Come out.
Quiet and come out. We saw some other people who had some Christian t-shirts on, and they came up and they asked us, "Do you know anything about deliverance?" We walk over, there was a young girl there, we found out some details about her, kind of stepped away and then began to even pray for her. As we were ministering even to her and commanding things to go, we found out that she had some unforgiveness towards some people in her life. Is there anyone else you need to forgive?
Yes.
Who?
My sister.
Just say, "God, I forgive my sister."
Sister.
Four. Just say what she's
They're
done to you.
Hurting me.
Yeah. We know the parable that Jesus even spoke of people who are holding unforgiveness. It says that they'll be turned over to the torturers. It's a real thing. We saw it firsthand.
Where are the pigs?
You're not resisting. Come out of her now in Jesus' name. You're permitted to go on the pigs. Out now in Jesus' name. You heard me. Out.
These next four videos show that extreme liberalism opens the door to the demonic realm. I'm not saying here that everything Republicans do is correct. Obviously, that's not the case. But some of the main beliefs that the Democrat Party now stands on are doctrines of demons. And you can even see the demons in these people manifest in these next videos. Here we see a woman praying at a pro-abortion gathering, and you can hear the demons in the crowd freak out at the name of Jesus.
Hi, I'm Terrence Wayne. I'm a mother of six, and the Ventura County Public School socially transitioned my daughter without my consent. I've come here today to offer nothing but prayer, and I want to lift up my Father in heaven. Father God, I just come to you in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, that you would tear down the strongholds in this place. I pray, Father, that you would raise up the men in this room.
Stop.
I pray, Father, that you would
stop.
I pray that you would raise up.
Stop the time.
And I do pray all this in the name of the Jesus, the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Jesus is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords, and I pray that all the high places here will be torn down in the name of Christ. Jesus is the Lord of Lords, and every knee,
your time
every
is up.
Knee will bow.
Your time is up. Thank
every
you.
Your knee time is will up. Bow.
Thank you.
The sacrificing of children has been warned against by God as evil for thousands of years, all the way back to the book of Genesis. Even in the story of Abraham and Isaac, Abraham was going to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, but an angel stopped him, and God sent him a ram in the bushes instead. Here, God distinguishes himself from the other false gods who were requiring human sacrifice. God has also said multiple times in the Bible, he never commanded his people to offer up their children as a sacrifice. These next fundamental beliefs of the Democrat Party are an obvious doctrine of demons. It's against nature, it's against God, it's demonic.
Did you know, however, there is a gender identity that is linked to the seasons? This is called gender season. And this is a gender identity I've only just learned about. It's a micro identity. It's not an identity that I have ever heard discussed before. It's a new one for me. Gender season is an individual who explores their gender identity in relation to a season or all the seasons. So this might be somebody whose gender expression and identity is linked to one season. So for example, winter. Or this might be somebody whose gender identity and expression changes depending on the season.
This video here I found interesting because it just makes me think that what we're seeing more and more from the Democrat Party is their spirit of rebellion, which according to 1 Samuel 15:23, rebellion is a form of witchcraft. I also found it interesting that this person recording also mentioned that they all have the same look in their eyes. Worth noting, a similar thing is found with all the people who are manipulating their voice to sound a same way. This is another form of manifestation.
Since when is that okay, sis? Because it's not.
Ho, ho! Elon Musk has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
Why do all of your
on the news?
Why do all of your eyes look like that?
Am I going to be on the news?
Unhinged.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't see yours, so I'm not sure.
This person on X made this post, someone who admits that they're not even following God that closely, but they can even see the manifestation of evil within these ideologies. While I struggle with belief in God, I do believe in demonic possession because the pattern is clear. They must be invited into a body, they bring friends, they cause victims to harm themselves, they spread by promising power, safety, happiness, love, and pleasure. The battle here in all of these cases and everything going on is the battle between good and evil, between God and Satan. This next video I found very profound, a demon manifests itself towards preachers in Jerusalem. These could even be some of the same demons that Jesus himself casted out of people in that same region. And anytime things are happening in Jerusalem, there's so much spiritual history there that it's just incredible to see it still happening now.
You gotta believe in Yeshua.
Yeshua died, and the Jewish...
And he rose from the dead, and he rose again. Jesus is alive. Yeshua is alive. He rose from the dead.
You are the devil. You are the murderer of the world.
You're the one acting like a devil, not me. That's you.
I'm a Jewish, and I'm the blessed one. You are the curse. You understand?
What that demon may not know is that one day there will be a new Jerusalem there, and the Lord Jesus will be king over all the earth. Every demonic force's destiny is already set for them. They will be cast into the hell prepared for Satan and his angels, and every force or person who rejects the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be going into the abyss, and they know it. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. For every person dealing with demonic oppression or possession, they still have time to turn fully to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you make Jesus your Lord, God delivers you into your new identity. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. That doesn't mean that life will not be tough, problems won't come, temptations won't come, or trials won't come. But through these, we are supposed to draw even closer to Jesus, who will give us the victory if we stay on the right path with Him. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. It comes down to staying connected to Jesus and His ways above everything else. Your heart needs to stay fixed on the treasure that Jesus is, because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If you keep yourself close to Jesus and live according to His ways, He will defend you, protect you, lead you, bear fruit through you, and ultimately bring you into eternal salvation with Him in heaven. The answer is staying close to Jesus. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing.